Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 15 May 2023. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're going to have a guest tonight. It's been on a couple of times in the past. We're going to discuss a very important topic, folks, that we're not doing so well at stopping, but that could be a lot of things, couldn't it? Everything from being taken over by sexual deviance to people trying to disarm us and on and on. We could go for that for a long time. Before we go to our guest, though, make a couple announcements. Tomorrow night, we're going to have a very special guest. We're going to have on once about every 2 months, Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez. We'll be discussing health issues. Now, listen, to this is very important. Tomorrow night, if you have a health issue, I don't care what it is, you or a friend or family member, you call tomorrow night and talk to Dr. Rodriguez. He will give you advice right on the program. And he'll give you a toll-free number to call and talk to him off the air. He loves trying to help people. That's what he lives for. The man is older than I am, folks. He's old as the hills, older than the hills. I guess he's pretty near 80 years old, but he keeps right on going and going and going because he's called to this. So tomorrow night we'll have Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez with BioCare Hospital come and join us. I was introduced to him many years ago about Lindsay Williams, who recently passed away. But tomorrow night, you feel free to call and ask questions. We want your health questions tomorrow night. We want somebody to be able to help you with some of the things. And speaking of health, don't forget, folks, we're still offering the sugar to fiber. I'll brag on until finally I probably quit breathing or as long as I'm on the radio. This has leveled my sugar level out, folks, to be normal about every morning. I mean, really, it really has. It's been a phenomenal product. We offer it here through the ministry. You'll call 800-777-4403. Or 304-846-4448, and try a bottle of it. Try for at least a month. I really would mean that. I take two capsules in the morning and two in the evening for supper. And I try to do that every day. I'm going to try to cut back to one now, see what happens, because two capsules before supper, before breakfast, convert 59% of your glucose and other carbohydrates into fiber. Phenomenal product. It's worked very well for me. I can't wait to get my another A1C test done and see how much it's come down. Now, I'm excited about this. We have available, folks, like I said, through the ministry. You call and get it. One bottle is 10% off, two bottles more, 15% off, and it does work. And it's coming Saturday, Lord willing. If nothing unforeseen happens, we're going to have Bible study. We start 10:30 a.m. Eastern. This one is going to be entitled, the study itself is going to be entitled, Duty is Ours. We always do the Christian worldview news first, as you know that. But before we even do that, we do a half hour from 10:30 to 11 of prayer requests, praise reports, and whatever people want to share with us for a half hour. Then call in and ask prayer requests, give praise reports, whatever for the first half hour. 11:30 we do the Christian worldview news. From 1 to 2 we do the Bible study. Now this Bible study, folks, is not going to be for wimps. I suggest if you're a pacifist or a little bit of a effeminate male especially, don't listen. It'll offend you. And I can't help it. The truth offends sometimes. And I just read a statement that from a gentleman. His name was, I'm looking right now, his name was, I'll try to say it, Dostoevsky. Tolerance will reach such a level that intelligent people will be banned from thinking so as not to offend the imbeciles. Woo-hoo! That's the world today. And while I preach sometimes, does offend imbeciles. But anyway, it's the Bible, and I can't help it. You want to join us? You can, folks. Live on live stream by going to PastorButch.com at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. Click on live stream, and we'll be there. Or you can call 339-209-5013. That's 339-209-5013. And listen on the phone. We'd love for you to join us. I mean that. We do take your phone calls. We take one phone call from a person each segment. You can call 10:30, 11. You can call from 11:30, 12:30, 1 to 2 if you like. But we want you to call, if to listen if you can, and you want to call in and talk to us, you can. We'll give you a number to call while we're on the air, and you can share. Now, tonight's guest, the man that I really admire his patience. His name is Wee Ying Yin. And he's a man who's been fighting this idiotic invasion from the southern border for many years now. And I don't know how he keeps from being frustrated and saying, forget it, let the nation go on and turn into hell. I don't know how he does it. But he keeps moving along, swinging the bat, and trying to make a difference. And he's always waiting now, right now, to D.C. to try to make a difference up there again. His name is William. William, are you there?
Yes, sir, and I hope you can hear me. I apologize for any poor signal, but I'm on the road now and passing through the countryside, hoping our connection will last.
Well, I hope it does, too, because you're heading into the cesspool of the nation, one of them, but one of the worst ones. And you're getting ready to fight something that's happening right now to the point that they're actually kicking homeless veterans out of shelters so they can put illegals in. They're kicking canceling a motel guest who reserved rooms months ahead for weddings and taking the rooms from them and putting illegals in those rooms. And they're doing it right now, folks. I know Biden lied to us, said the numbers are down 50%. That's from a date dated months ago. He's a liar. He can't help it. Man, the man can't even think. So, you know, somebody's got a mouth it for him. He's a liar. And most politicians are liars. They can't help it. They're bred that way. But nonetheless, I'm angry at the fact that now they're kicking veterans out. And I'm not, and listen, I was in Vietnam, Thailand. I was all over the world from 67 to 71. And I saw a lot of things I didn't want to see. And now I realize I was played for a sucker. I know that. But I never disgraced the uniform I was in it. I come out as a E-4 out of the Air Force. I never shamed the uniform. I would never do that. It makes me angry that men and women who served, I don't care whether they served overseas or here, served the country, believing they were doing something that was right to uphold the Constitution, defend the freedom of the people, and now they're being kicked out because they're homeless and have no place to go because they're bringing illegals who are living off taxpayers, sponging off us, breaking the law, federal state laws, and they're kicking off veterans into the streets, literally, to house these criminals. Now, William, I don't mean to get carried away, but I get a bit angry sometimes.
Well, no. And you mentioned that wedding party. I think it was over 30 wedding guests. They're kicking out of a hotel in New York, okay?
And two yes, things, two of them,
first
actually.
Of all,
yes.
They're kicking out the Americans. Let's just go ahead and point out they're kicking out the Americans who have, you know, anybody that's had anything to do with a planned wedding knows that those reservations were made over 6 months ago, especially in a place like New York. And it wasn't cheap, because if you ever try to get a hotel room of any decency in Washington, D.C. or New York, you know you're talking about $400 to $800 a night. And I don't know, if you met my mother-in-law, you probably understand, you don't mess with anybody's wedding, Pastor Butch. You know, messing up somebody's wedding, that's Hatfield and McCoy kind of a line being drawn there. You crossed a line when you mess with somebody's wedding and life. But the truth is, these are just examples of how Americans' lives are being negatively impacted, and a lot of people are facing deeper consequences like rape and murder because of this invasion. And we need to point out here that those hotel rooms or those rooms that are being purchased for the illegals to kick out the veterans, and are taxpayer expense. The Democrats in the blue cities and Biden are using our taxpayer resources to do this.
Yes.
And they're ordering federal employees from the Department of Homeland Security and our own Border Patrol and our own troops to break with the Constitution, to break with existing federal laws, and commit felonies to aid these illegal immigrants and pay for everything that's enticing them and incentivizing them to come in. So my mission to Washington, D.C., at this time, because they just passed a new bill, and we supported the bill, H.R. 29, the Border Security Act of 2023, which is unlikely to pass the Senate, although we will fight for it in the Senate, and it's very likely that Biden will veto it, but we will still fight for it. What we're asking Congress to do, and this is a real tough call, because, you know, they like money, and they don't like anybody messing with the money, and they've already spent us all into enslaving debt, far beyond any level of debt any business or household we would ever run would be allowed to go into.
That's true.
And they're talking about raising the debt limit again by June 1st, or, oh, Lord, the government's going to shut down. And we all know that what they mean by that is some non-essential employees, you know, get laid off and a couple of other things. The military and everybody's Social Security check.
Hey, William, I got to tell you, over half of them are non-essential.
Right. Well, right now, our message is this. Illegal immigration would slow down if the Border Patrol was defunded and stood down, because right now the Border Patrol has been ordered to escort and transport the illegal immigrants into the United States at taxpayer expense.
Yep.
And then give them cell phones, food, clothing, bus tickets, plane tickets, health care, education, lodging, including in places like Chicago, where they're staying in bougie, usually $300 and $400 a night hotel rooms under Lori Lightfoot in Chicago. And all of these illegals, don't you dare for a second misunderstand what their job is. Their first job is to vote, register to vote illegally, and vote illegally for Democrats, the party of crime, in 2024. That's their first thing. But there are others that within our organization or near our organization or that are activists in other organizations or doing their own thing near the border who believe that this mostly fighting age male groups that are being brought in will eventually be given weapons and badges and uniforms and things to mop up American, to really give it to us right here on U.S. soil.
I agree.
You know, you don't know. We don't know if that's going to happen or not, but it's certainly something that no prior generation of Americans that had successfully fought World War One and World War Two would be standing or allowing for this. So our message to Washington is shut down our government to shut down our borders. And I'm going to repeat that because we boiled it down. Shut down our government to shut down our borders. First of all, they don't need another debt limit increase. What are we up to, Bud? Something like $30 trillion?
About $38 trillion, yes.
Okay. And it's never enough. It's always more, more, more. Like that song from the 60s, I Ain't No Senator's Son. And they always ask you, how much should you give? And the answer is always more, more, more. It's time that the debt limit shouldn't be increased anyway. But what we're asking Republican members of Congress and everybody out there listening, if you agree with this, if you back this strategy, if you think this is a good idea, because we think this is the best strategy we've got right now, it might be a bit of a Hail Mary pass, but we got to try something. Because the amount of illegal immigration, if you look past the lies of the Biden administration, the amount of illegal immigration coming in right now is a historic high for the United States and possibly in world history. I'm going to repeat that. The current millions of illegals flowing into the United States, funded by U.S. taxpayers and the Biden-Harris administration, is the largest wave of illegal invasion in U.S. history and possibly in world history. And so we're asking Congress to refuse to even consider raising. They have the power of the purse. Power of the purse. And if you listen to the Laura Ingraham show, the last decent show left on Fox, She had an ALEPAC endorsed member of Congress, Representative Chip Roy, who I believe is from Texas, was on there with her, and he was talking about using the power of the purse to have an impact. We're asking Congress to demand four things from the Biden administration before they even consider raising the debt limit. And the first one is to stop funding taxpayer-forced importation of illegals, their food, their housing. Cut that money off. Better to have the government shut down and not have that money to fund this invasion than to have that money there for what's going on right now. And some people might suffer down the road, and some people might not get their government check, and some federal employees might not get to go and circulate envelopes and whatever. But this has to be stopped by whatever means necessary. And we're trying to use the peaceful political process here. But unless Biden and Harris stop their illegal orders of taxpayer expense importation of illegals, stop open borders, stop catch and release, stop this parole amnesty that they're giving the illegals, and the Senate must pass and implement it. Unless all of those things are agreed to and begin in good faith, then Congress should withhold any debt limit increase and let it close down. Because what will happen is, if the government shuts down due to an impasse with them, evil Republicans in the House, we're going to ask to stand strong on this thing. They'll be like, oh my God, look what the Republicans are doing. We're all going to die. They're killing the whole country. Can you believe these evil, hateful, racist, xenophobic, Donald Trump loving, you know, da 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 da. And the public will be like, what's happening? What's the fight about? And if Congress says, we're refusing to consider raising the debt limit until the border is secured and Biden stops using our tax money to fly the illegals into the country, then 90% of the people, white, black, Hispanic, male, female, gay, and straight, will go, yeah, I support that. I support that, because the numbers really are that.
We lost you, William.
Legal citizens.
You're fading out a little bit. I don't know if you're a bad spot or what. You're fading out a little bit.
Well, we need people helping us on the phones tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We need volunteers, Pastor Butch. Do you think anybody out there listening to your show would be willing to come to our alleypack.us website, get on our email to help us make those calls tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday?
Folks, I'm going to ask you to do that, and you stand by. We're going to tell you how here in a little bit. But, yes, I'll do that myself. I really will. Folks, you need to do this. The only hope we have in this, we got to do this. They said he's trying right now to do it legally. If this keeps going, folks, it's going to blow up in something none of us want to think about. It truly is more than we could even dream. They're dividing this country in more and more factions every day. And now Biden, of course, says the white supremacy is the worst terrorist. We're the worst terrorist in the country if you're a white supremacist. Now, just put it this way. If you're white, according to Biden, you're a supremacist now. So this is where we're headed. I got a question to ask you, though, William, because I've said this on the air many times. The states have every constitutional right, and the Constitution to me is important, but what's more important, they have a God-given duty to protect their own borders. The state can say no to illegals, put their state guard on the borders, and tell the feds to take a hike. And people, they say, well, cut off federal funds. So what? Just keep the federal funds in the state. Don't send them to D.C. Keep them in the state and run your state and become independent enough to do these on your own. So part of the blame lies not with the feds even, but with the states that say we're not going to do this anymore. Until the officers get off the border, and we're going to put our own state guard on there, and we're going to close the borders. And we're going to close it. Close it.
Well, that's happening right now in Texas. The states of Texas and Arizona have declared this an invasion. And by doing so, they're invoking Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution, which clearly states that all states shall be protected from invasion and assured of a Republican form of governance. And we have neither right now happening as they're supposed to. This is an invasion, and the Constitution doesn't say armed invasion, semi-armed invasion, tank invasion, troop invasion, illegal immigrant invasion. It says invasion, all-encompassing. And that's what's happening to our states right now in direct violation of the United States Constitution. Another thing is that since the Biden-Harris administration are making this stuff up as they go along and ordering federal employees to do things that Congress has not ratified, they are a threat to democracy. They have nullified the outcome of all prior elections and the outcomes of all prior legislation voted on and passed by Congress. That's all nixed. I'm going into these offices, and I'm going to politely but firmly express to them that this entire body that they think so much of is vestigial. All the laws they passed mean nothing. The law they just passed, why would we think that a new law like H.R. 29 is going to do any good when the existing laws mean nothing? They could impeach both Biden and Harris down to the Speaker of the House. They could assert congressional control over federal agencies. We believe they should assert constitutional and congressional control over agencies to abolish or defund or prosecute any agency or employee that is threatening the life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness of Americans. And that's exactly what's happening right now. Everybody out there listening, your life is in danger from illegal immigrants. Your children and grandchildren's lives are at danger from illegal immigrant invaders and the gang members and the terrorists amongst them. You have no liberty when being a Republican or voting for Donald Trump or saying something online that the socialists don't like there's two genders and everybody's got a certain set of type of chromosomes or something like that, factual-based, can suddenly have the FBI, the IRS, the DOJ all coming after you to threaten your freedom and liberties, you know, and a pursuit of happiness. What kind of pursuit? You know what? Today in America, pursuit of happiness and enough money to scrape for a cheeseburger if you're still healthy enough to eat one. Okay?
True.
What kind of pursuit of happiness is going on in the middle of this inflationary, open borders, level of corruption and tyranny that we're seeing in this country? I'm not happy. The polls say Americans aren't happy. I think it's 70%+ are not happy with the direction of the country. So clearly, our lives, our liberty, and our pursuit of happiness are threatened. Clearly, we have taxation without representation, because how is it that no law states that our tax monies are supposed to buy hotel rooms and toilet paper for illegal aliens tonight, but that's what's happening?
Yeah, well, we're paying for
shut it down.
The taxpayers are paying for hotel rooms for illegals, like saying kicking veterans out that paid something with their nothing, wasn't else, but with their life and time for this country. And it makes me very angry, William, more than I can say. And we've been fighting this battle on the border for a lot of years. You've been in this battle a long time. It's only gotten worse, hasn't it?
It's never been this bad. This is a new level of outrageous. And if you're a person that's already sensing or seeing or feeling the negative impacts of illegal immigration, with what's happening right now, this week at the border, that's going to increase. And if you're a person out there who doesn't really see or isn't aware of or doesn't sense a lot of impact of illegal immigration because you're on the side of some mountain in West Virginia, well, guess what? What's happening right now, it's going to affect you, too. You're going to feel this one. It's going to get to you, and it's going to keep on getting to you because this is it. It is all going down. And the only reason I'm able to go to D.C. at all is because of supporters who have sent in $25, $50, $100 here and there for our ragtag volunteer army of American citizens that want to see something done about this. We are hanging on by the skin of our teeth. But here I am, thankfully, with enough gasoline and oil in the car to get into Washington, D.C. I'm going to be handing out an open letter, which I can give your listeners a sneak peek if you want to go to our website. It's posted at the top of the announcement section at our home base of alipac.us. That's alipac.us. I don't know, Pastor Butch, can you get to where you can read it or maybe tell people what it is I'm going to be putting into the hands of lawmakers and staff?
I don't think I have. Anyway, I'm going to give it a try, though. We're going to be going to break in a few minutes. I'll try it during the break. But as Alley Pack, and run it by him again, Alley Pack what now?
Alleypack.us, AlleyPack.us, right. If you sign up for the email alerts, which are offered to you once you visit the site after 5 seconds, or you can click on the join button. Once you get those email alerts tomorrow morning, you'll get a brief thing they're asking you to say to the lawmaker offices, and a link to all of the Republican members of the U.S. House. And what I need as many men and women as possible calling these offices, speaking with staff, or leaving messages in the voicemail systems that reflect what our message is, which is to shut down the government, shut down our government, shut down our borders. And there will be more details at your fingertips. We'll give you everything you need. You know, what we're asking people to do, what we're asking you to do is to click a mouse and to push some buttons on your phone. If you have the ability to speak, if you're not mute and read, and you have a computer mouse or a smart device or an iPad or a laptop or an Android or an iPhone or any of that, you can participate. Even if it's just one call, do something. Say that you did something. We hope that a lot of you will do a lot more than one call because, you know, there are 200. My plan, and this is going to hurt. I tell you, Pastor Bush, this is going to hurt. My plan is in 2.5 days, between tomorrow morning, Tuesday, May 16th, starting earlier than I care to say, through Thursday afternoon, I plan to visit all 222 Republican congressional offices.
Wow.
I've got some volunteers coming to help me, and we're going to have to fan out, and we're going to have to spread out. And we've got that handout, which is in the announcement section of AlleyPack.us, that has what we want to say in one open letter. And tomorrow morning we'll be sending that letter out to our press list, which includes media, talk radio shows, members of Congress. We'll be sending it out to our email alerts list of over 50,000 American citizens in all 50 states out there who receive our email alerts. But if you want to see it tonight, Pastor Butch may be able to find it during the break, or you can go look in announcements at AlleyPack.us, and please chip in to donate to help support this trip to D.C. if you can. The donate link is in almost all of our announcements and on the top blue toolbar on the website. A little bit goes a long way, but you got to go to expensive D.C. where everything costs an arm and a leg. And I will not be staying in the downtown area of D.C. because when the lawmakers are in town, you have to pay to be close to the lawmakers and the stuff. It's $400 to $800 a night. I will not be staying there. Yes.
Folks, after the break, we'll take a phone call next half hour, as always, at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. You might want to get involved, folks. No, you need to get involved. Back at the break.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nevada Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nevada a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. with organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Get on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we're back. Phone lines are open. You have any comments about this? And I think this, now, this is one of the most important issues in history, period, bar none. One of the most important as far as the sovereignty of America, what's left of it, and the liberty of America, what's left of it. This is one of the most important issues, bar none. We're being invaded, and our federal government is helping the invaders to invade our country. Line, if you want to call, is 844-769-2944. And William asked me to look up a letter while we were on break. I'm not good on, I don't have a computer in front of me right now. I have my phone. I can't find one there. William, why don't you tell us a little bit what's in the letter?
Well, it's designed to be a handout. When you look down at it, the top of it says, shut down our government, shut down our borders. Open letter to Congress from Ali Pack, May 2023. And then the paragraphs explain how illegal immigration would slow down from where it's at if Congress pulled the funding for everything that Biden's fund money into, including the border patrol. And then it lists the four things that we want Congress to demand from the Biden of the corrupt Biden-Harris administration before they'll even consider lifting the debt limit, which is an end to open borders, an end to catch and release policies for illegals, an end to parole amnesty for illegals, which is crazy they just made up recently. pass and Biden to sign into law and implement H.R. 29, the Border Security Act of 2023, which just passed the United States House, bipartisan vote.
And you're going to hand deliver that to all the Republicans tomorrow and tomorrow and Wednesday.
My goal is Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday to deliver that letter. In some cases, I'll be meeting with lawmakers directly. In some cases, I'll be meeting with staff members. In some cases, I'll just be stopping in, saying hello, and handing it off. And hopefully, while I'm going and attempting to get 222 offices, the people out there listening to this show tonight and the people already on our email alert at alipac.us, alipac.us, will be on their phones calling these the lawmaker staff and leaving messages and voicemails that repeat the messages of the open letter and our organization.
And are there certain ones that we want to hit hardest?
All 222 Republicans.
Wow. Okay. All right, folks. You heard that.
You can start with the ones in your own state. And if you don't have any, or you don't have many, or you finished ones in your state, start calling ones from adjacent states, or just go to the link that you can find on any search engine, or in our prior announcements, or in the email alert we'll send out tomorrow, and start calling. Because we need thousands of people making thousands of calls for this message to resonate and to get through from multiple points. We need these offices to be hearing this from the American public loud and clear. And it takes a lot of us to do that. We've had effective results in the past using this type of scenario where me and some of the Alipac volunteers go in on the ground lobbying game. You know, and this is going to be interesting because I haven't been to Washington, D.C. and these congressional offices since before the pandemic and before the January 6th event. So it's going to be interesting. You know, these offices and buildings were only recently reopened by the narrow majority of Republicans that took control of the House. In fact, the Senate office buildings may still be closed down. I'm not sure.
Well, tell us, and you got a lot of, one more time, run it by us how they can do it tomorrow. Go through a little slower. People write down, tell us what we can do tomorrow as far as where to go and do it.
Just go to our main website at alipac.us. That's alipac.us. Join our email alert. If you don't want to join our email alert, look at the announcement section at the top of the webpage at alipac.us. Tomorrow morning, there will be instructions, a sample script, and a link to all the numbers that you need. Our open letter to Congress is already there in the announcement section if you'd like to read it in detail to see if it's something that you support. You can go ahead and start sharing it now. It's easy to cut and paste it into emails. It's got easy share features on our website where you can click a button with your mouse, share it by email, or send it by text message from your phone. Some people like to take these important messages and go through people they feel would be interested in their phone contact list and send text messages with links to the site. You know, we've set it up to make it as simple as possible and as easy and convenient as possible for you to click a mouse, push a few buttons on your phone to participate. We just need people to take that step.
And, folks, do what you can. I promise I'm going to. I'm going to do it. I don't say you just don't think doing good. It's not use that excuse. I get frustrated too, like all of you do. But William is taking his time, spending money he doesn't have, to go up there and fight for us and our children and grandchildren. The least we can do is try to help him. The least we can do is do our part from where we are, sitting in the comfort of our own home, our office, and putting that call and sending these emails and calling these numbers. If call all you can. If you don't get all them done tomorrow, do some more next day, but get them called. Let them know that you're really concerned and you're frustrated, like most of us are, with what's happening. And the arrogance of the people that's in charge in the White House now and Congress who laugh at us and our concerns. And, William, you've been doing this how many years now?
We started out back in 2004.
You've been doing 19 years already. My goodness. And I got to ask this question. How do you keep your sanity watching everything continue to fall apart and this certain problem you're fighting right now continue to grow? How do you keep your sanity?
Well, I mean, you know, there's no place to run. There's no place to leave and go to from the United States if you are a Second Amendment supporter, legal gun owner like me. I mean, to leave the United States and go somewhere else, you got to have a lot of money to do that. And then you got to move to another country that doesn't let you speak freely. And I'm not going to live in a country where I can't protect the people I love with a legally owned firearm. So there's no place left to run. I have ticked off the Soros groups and Democrat Party auxiliaries and billionaire elites to such a degree that pursuing some other type of career or whatnot just really isn't it. You know, imagine me sitting down for a job interview and they're like, well, what have you been doing for the last night? I'm like, oh, getting smeared and lied about by about every multi-million-dollar Soros group on the planet.
Yeah, congratulations.
So I dedicated my life to this cause many years back, and you know I'm still in the fight. There are others who have come and gone and fought till the end, or fought till they just couldn't take it anymore and bowed out. You know, as long as people out there are willing to continue supporting, you know, what we do to the degree enough that we can do something. You know, but it gets to a point where enough people give up or stop fighting or don't do what we need to do to run a national. I mean, we run a national organization on one heck of a shoestring budget of less than $70,000 a year, which puts us at the lowest 5% of any type of national organization out there as far as budget goes. But many of the people who are familiar with us say that, you know, we have gotten a lot of results for the amount of money we do raise and spend. And, you know, we're not trust fund babies like some of these D.C.-based groups that have all these nonprofits, investments, and rental properties and stuff. We exist by popular demand. If people like what we're doing, they want us to keep doing what we're doing, then each month we got to raise $4,000 or $5,000 to keep the lights on and keep things, you know, moving without embarrassing ourselves. Get to a certain point, you know, make enough money, spend all your time trying to raise money, not getting it done, you know, have to call it quits. There's been a lot of close calls where we had came real close to having to quit. But
yes,
people
yes.
in the final moment wait in and come in and help us, you know, keep the lights on, keep the fight going, because they understand that, you know, surrender and quitting is not an option. I mean, you know, it's not an option for anybody to understand what's really being done to us and what the consequences are going to be if we lose this war.
What?
Right now.
Go ahead.
Right now, legally, through the existing laws in the United States, this entire illegal immigration, invasion, and overthrow of the American Republic is reversible through legal enforcement of the existing laws. They've moved all these people in here and declared it their own, and they're like squatters that moved into somebody else's house or property. And they're saying, well, because we're here, so it's ours. And we're like, no, this is the United States. It's not yours, and neither is any property that anybody steps on in this society. You might have moved. You might have broken into the house. You might have had a government official help you break into the house. You might have had a government official and George Soros buy you a chicken sandwich while you were breaking into the house. But the paperwork has not been signed. The closing documents have not been filed. You don't own it. Get out. That's where we're at. They have planned to have amnesty legislation passed long before now. But our organization, Alibag, has played a key strong and sometimes decisive role in defeating that amnesty legislation again and again and again. And since they couldn't get the legislation through to do it through legislation, now they're just doing, going for it, saying, He just tried to stand in line with five people holding hands, saying, "You can't enter here. You can't walk over me. You can't walk into the United States." Probably be in a no bail situation like the people of January 6th.
Oh, absolutely.
As American citizens, they probably have bagged and tagged and put up. So, you know, but again, everything they're doing is illegal and reversible through peaceful, political, legal means. It can all be turned back. It'll take a long time to dig it out, clean up after this type of hurricane and blank show. But it can be done, and that's the only reasonable. The Constitution is on our side. The existing laws are on our side. And a supermajority of Americans of all races are on our side on this issue. They don't want amnesty. They don't want the illegals here. They want them to go home. And when given a choice, we've seen it in numerous polls, we've been paid to run certified scientific polls that show majorities of Americans across the board, given the choice of having illegals go back home to the humane and strong and adequate enforcement of America's existing border and immigration laws, that's what we want. And we're supposed to have it our way. And every day that we don't have it our way, we don't live in a constitutional republic.
That's very
true. It's all a bad joke.
Very
our elections
true.
And these lawmakers and the bills they pass is all just theater. Fake. It's Game of Thrones or Breaking Bad. So it's just a fake show.
A lot of people like myself, we'll take a phone call in a second, but a lot of people like myself are wondering how these people find the funds to come from Venezuela and come here. How did they get here? I mean, did they hitchhike all the way? What did they do for food and money to buy things with? I mean, these are questions we don't ask ourselves. I mean, how did they get across the ocean to get here? I mean, did he walk across the ocean?
Well,
I mean, how did they get here?
You have United Nations groups helping them, like UFC, Cindy Lou McCain's operation. You have I just saw some videos about it. The United Nations is helping them. Merge Constellation of George Soros-backed organizations that are rich with tens of millions of dollars to help them get here. And then there's government players and Saudi Arabian and Chinese-backed power groups that see the flooding of the United States of America with illegal immigrants as well that are potentially influenceable by them or their citizens they can call upon them to attack us while we sleep one night en masse. They see these as strategically advantageous things, so they're helping pay for it. Some illegals are paying for it on their own. Some of the illegals are going to work for the drug cartels, and they get here from Africa and Asia with the deal to carry drugs in and then to help distribute those drugs to American children, like fentanyl and heroin and meth as part of their way to get here. Some of them sell their body as children, sold, you know, sex slaves, sexual slavery, prostitution, get here,
Yes.
Person anywhere in the United States wants to illegally, in the world, to illegally get in the United States. Multiple ways to do it.
Well, let's take a phone call from Wisconsin. Let's talk to Dino. Dino, come on in. Welcome.
Yeah, hello, gang. Again, I got a few comments here. I'm having some bad reception as usual. What is your name again, sir? And what state do you live in that you know Butch?
His name is William.
Can you hear me?
William's his first name. William, go ahead, William.
William.
Go ahead, William.
His first name is Bill. William?
No, it's William. His name is William Gein.
Oh.
And he lives in North Carolina.
Okay, I know that is, of course. I'm from Wisconsin. I've been calling for 16 years. Yeah, you got to do what you have to do, William, because, you know, even though it's been predicted in Revelation 18:4, you know, the Babylon, in out of 195 countries on the planet, we're all being invaded, but, you know, because the UN, it's been evil since it started. And you know this, William and Butch, that the man who started all these programs, they know they can come here, friend, and get free benefits. Unfortunately, I have some myself. It's called food stamps, welfare, other government programs. I am on Social Security, and there's other things that the government pays these illegals to come here for. So
that's very true.
Yeah, and you know, William, because even though it's been predicted in the Book of Revelation, right? You know that, right, William? You know that we're going to have a worldwide Babylon.
Oh yeah, we know that.
I'm very familiar with the Bible and the Book of Revelation. Yes,
we know that because. But then, and also, folks, William and Butch, you know, the remnant will be protected because, you know, putting up a wall, nope. They're even coming south from Canada. You know, and people know that they can get free food here and benefits. So, and other countries are being invaded too. You know, it truly is unbelievable what has happened in this country since Y2K. Do you remember that, William and Butch?
Oh, yes, we do. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And, I got to jump another call here, but thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Running out of time here. Let's go next to Jim out of your state. Let's go to Jim in North Carolina. Jim, come on in.
Yeah. Me? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you notice these pictures of these illegals marching up here to the border. Partner, some of them walked 200, 300, 400 miles. You don't march that far in flip-flops and tennis shoes, and you have to have backpacks, canteens of water, boots, blankets, tents, all that, all those essentials. They were bused, and then they got them off the bus for photo ops, and then they put them back on the buses. No. They didn't march up here. Okay?
No, they didn't. No, they didn't.
No. All right. I'll see you after a while.
Thanks for the call, Jim. Appreciate
all
it.
Right.
The folks have got time for another call, too, if you hurry, but we're running out of time so quickly here. And, William, we're down about the last 3 minutes here, 4 minutes. What else do you want to tell the folks? Again, I know you said it twice already, but repeat it one more time, how people can help you tomorrow.
Well, you know, your last caller was correct. A lot of the illegals are showing up in very nice clothing. They've got some of the biggest elite financial powers on the planet back in their invasion. People can help us tomorrow calling Congress to say shut down our government, shut down our borders by joining our email alerts or visiting the announcement section at alipac.us. That's alipac.us. And if anybody would like to chip in a little bit of money to help with the trip to D.C. and the effort on the ground to visit 222 GOP lawmaker offices in 3 days, we really could use your support.
You know, I don't know what else we can say, William. You've done such a good job for so many years. And again, you remind me a little bit of Larry Pratt. Do you know Larry Pratt?
No, sir.
He was the head of Gun Owners America for many years. Many years. And that organization has fought hard and won many battles in court for us. But he's just like you. He's retired now, but he stayed steady. Steady. He never wavered, never moved from the target. Stayed right on target, and he's still doing it. He's retired now, still on the broadcast once in a while. He just hasn't quit. So I want to tell you, I respect you for that. I truly do. Your patience and stamina is way more than a lot of people's. I want you to know that.
Well, I like Gun Owners of America. In fact, I used to tell people when it comes to gun group membership, I prefer membership to them over the NRA.
Yeah, amen. Amen. I understand that completely. I haven't supported the NRA for years. I do support GOA every month, a little bit. I'm not wealthy, but I do what I can. And I don't want to tell you, William, except I appreciate what you're doing with all my heart. I know that you, I don't know how to keep up the pace. I really don't. I know you got a family. You got people that you care for, you're trying to take care of. And I don't know how to keep up the pace, but I'm so thankful that you can. And you're still out there doing these things, trying to help our whole nation, not just yourself and your family. You're trying to help all of us, and that is very, very unselfish, and I want to commend you for that, and thank you for that.
All right, thank you for having me on again, Pastor Butch.
You're more than welcome, man. When you get back, you get in touch with me. We might want to do a follow-up and see how things went, okay?
All right, you got it. Thank you, sir.
God bless, my friend. Folks, I don't know what else we can
God
add
bless.
To this. God bless you. I don't know what else we can add. I mean, the man's on his road, on the road right now in D.C. And if you've been in D.C. lately, I was there a couple, three or four years ago. I don't want to go back there. And it's been longer than that, maybe. I was up there with Sheriff Mack some time back. I don't want to go back to D.C. if I can help it at all. You talk about a cesspool in a madhouse and absolutely insanity. There's something about you. If you're a Christian and you can discern spirits at all, you go in that city, you can feel the oppression and depression of that city. I don't envy him at all for what he's going to do in the next couple of days. But I do want to thank him for doing it. He's been called to this like I've been called to do radio and some of y'all called to do other things. This is not something he does for a living and trying to get rich off of. Obviously, that's true. But he's out there doing his best trying to make a difference for all of us. And I think we owe it to him to do what he asks, starting tomorrow. And do it as much as you can. Get a hold of everyone that you can. I'm going to do what I can. And, folks, well, this is a team effort. We've got to try. It's the only hope we have to even slow it down. Our children count on us. Our grandchildren count on us. And the battle is not always up to this, we'll say, the strongest, but sometimes the most persistent. The ones who are willing to take a punch and get up and do it again. That's sometimes you can wear them down that way. And this show this to the politicians that we're going to stand for what's right. We're not going to compromise anymore. And let's try to make a difference. Okay, you do what you ask you to do tomorrow and help him if you don't mind. And in the process, if you feel like you, if you can help us keep the lights on here, we'd appreciate it. We're working on some things maybe in the future. This is all things that I'm thinking about right now. I'm praying about it. I don't know what to do to continue the ministry financially. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. But we're doing our best and debating things in the future. If the Lord blesses with the funds, we may even go to on Roku and do some way that you can watch us do the broadcast. I know that doesn't sound a bit exciting to me, but some people like to watch the host as you do the program. And that's just, I guess, it'll become an in thing, I guess you could say. But I don't know how we're going to do that exactly. And of course, it costs more money to do that. Nothing is free. I have to update my computer system and everything else to do that. But nonetheless, we're praying about these things because in a few months, September, I'll be 75 years old. Do I want to continue this at this pace and keep under the stress of the ministry as far as keeping bills paid, or what do I want to do? These are questions I'm praying about right now. Ask you to pray with me, please. I'll see you tomorrow night with Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez. You get your questions on tomorrow night, folks. You're going to talk to Dr. Rodriguez, I promise. See you there. Good night.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.